This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Kia ora ho mā, no mai, haere mai, ko Hannah Tōku Ingoa, and you're listening to That's The Ticket. Today, I'm very pleased to be welcoming local creative community radio icon and friend of the show, Adrian from Creative Waikato, is back on That's The Ticket. And for those of you who don't know who Adrian is, she essentially low-key paved the way for this show in the sense that before there was That's The Ticket, there was Art Space. And if it weren't for Art Space, I, like, wouldn't be here, or That's The Ticket wouldn't exist. And now Adrian's just sitting here being like, please stop being so complimentary. But today, Adrian's actually here not to reminisce about radio, but to talk about something equally as important, which is CCS chat. And you're kind of here to put the fun in funding, mate, right?
That is right. Thank you, Hannah, for your wonderful introduction. And I was warned, watch out for the puns.
Yes. Well, this is Adrian is used to my puns. I want to say that's the only one, but we'll just see like where this road takes us.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
So, you know, I'm glad that you're here to be part of the journey. We'll have pun with it. All right. I feel like it's not the same when you do it on radio because it's just you and I in the studio. And then I say a joke and it's like you have a choice. You're like, I can either laugh so it feels normal or yeah. I just sit here, be silent, and then everyone listening is like, what's going on? But already out the gate, I'm already off topic. Let's get back to CCS, aka the Creative Community Scheme. So the CCS Fund, like, what is it? How does it work? Tell me all about it, even though I am quite well informed. But tell the listeners all about it, mate.
Yeah, I'll tell you like you don't know anything about
yeah,
it, Hannah.
Yeah, I'll pretend. I'll give an Oscar-worthy performance.
So Creative Community Scheme funding, it actually comes from Creative New Zealand.
What?
And they...
I'll stop.
They set all the criteria for it and the eligibility, and they give us the application form. So some people do get confused that it's Hamilton City Council money, but it isn't actually. It's Creative New Zealand's money.
That's a separate fund. That's a different episode.
So Creative New Zealand gives us money out through the whole country, goes to 67 different local councils. And what I'm talking about today is specifically the Hamilton City scheme funding. However, if you are in another part of the region, your district council probably has got their CCS funding open at the moment as well. It's generally open around July, August, sometime September. So the funding is for local creative activities.
That sounds great.
So something that the community can participate in, either hands-on or through viewing or giving a workshop a go. The activity for Hamilton obviously has to take place within the Hamilton City boundaries.
Yep. That was going to be my next question.
Yeah. So you don't have to live here, but you have to be doing your activity here.
Yeah.
So it might be something that you actually could deliver all around the region. You go to our other districts as well.
So. Yeah, so touring work, you can, yeah. Debut in Hamilton CCS, go somewhere else, apply for CCS there.
Yeah, that's right.
Great.
Yeah.
And there's no, like, limit. If you've applied before, you can apply again, right? It's not a one-and-done type thing?
Yep, absolutely. You can apply as many times as you like. We're just looking for a different project each time. So
okay.
Yeah, and we do have people that come back because actually this is one of the easiest funds to apply for.
I would agree with that.
Yeah, so for some people and some groups, it's actually, even possibly one of their only funding sources because they're not a charitable trust or they're not an incorporated society.
That's a very good point. And I think I feel like it was on Creative Waikato Socials or something where it's like four questions in a budget. And that's essentially the application,
yeah,
right? You literally have to answer four questions and attach a budget and you're away.
Yep. Yep. We don't want to make it too hard for people.
No, it's a very accessible fund that way.
Absolutely. Yeah. Tell us what you want to do and how you're planning to do it and who's going to be involved, and the budget helps you tell us what you want the money for, how much you need.
And I think the budget actually helps you as a creative or a promoter, because it's quite like educational writing your first budget. And I will say that from experience. as someone who has made a successful creative community scheme application, we've been talking about how it's easy, but if you're not used to doing that kind of thing, you look at doing something like a budget and you're like, oh my gosh, I don't even know where to start. How do I figure this out? Do I just make stuff up? Rule number one, don't make it up, tell the truth. I think being able to fill out this application in the way that it's set out is very helpful, because kind of the four questions you have to answer are very kind of clear. It's talking about what is the idea, how are you going to deliver it, who's involved, and then what's the fourth question?
Which criteria it meets.
Yes, so there are three.
That's right.
Yep. Ooh, access and participation.
Correct.
Young people.
Correct.
Culture.
Cultural diversity.
There we go. Yeah. I'll see. Are you impressed?
Yeah, you're good, Hannah.
But it breaks it up so it is possible for you to answer it, and you can find out more information about CCS on the Creative Waikato website, right?
Absolutely. Yep.
And I believe you guys have like guides or something like that, or resources that people can use to help them with filling out their applications?
Yes, so there is a Creative Community Scheme application guide, and we do recommend reading that, particularly if you're a first applicant. But also if you're a first applicant, then it's really great if you give us a call and we can just have a chat about whether your project's going to meet the criteria or what might be, you know, the particular selling point, I say, of your project, and that you're writing it up in the correct way. But just to what you're saying before, actually with a lot of new people or anybody that's applying, actually starting to fill in their application form helps you develop the project in a way as well.
Yep.
And some people have said actually they just fill in the application form and they don't necessarily submit it because it helps them to form their project, and they either need to do a bit more thinking or, they don't need the funding. So.
Yeah, because I think that's the what it's all about, right? If you can't answer these four questions, do you actually have a project, you know?
Yeah.
Because they're in theory very easy to answer.
Yeah.
And so if you don't have those answers, then it helps identify what you need to work on to get this project ready to, you know, go to the next phase.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I don't know if this is still a thing, but are people still able to come and present? That was a thing back in the day, eh?
It was.
With your application, you submit an application and you could come talk to it to the CCS committee, right?
Yeah, that was quite a while ago. We don't have that in Hamilton because we have a lot of applicants.
Yeah.
So that process was making the assessment sort of take a whole weekend.
Yeah.
Which was a lot of time for our assessment committee, who are giving up their time freely. So it does still happen in some of the smaller centres, but, not in Hamilton.
Yeah. I mean, as someone who's made a CCS application, there is kind of the hack of, and I haven't done this, but I've heard of other people doing this, is you can always like attach a link to a video in your application. And so if you want to speak to it, that's kind of an avenue.
Absolutely. And because we have that technology now, that's absolutely open to people to do. And yeah, I wonder if that will catch on more, actually.
Well, because we've talked about it on That's the Ticket. Now the next round is just going to be full of it, because everyone who wants to make a CCS application is listening to us have a chat right now. But I will say, you know, to all my That's the Ticket guests, past, present and future, this is a chat you should be listening to. And if you take anything from today, Google the Creative Community Scheme. Just laying it out there. Well, no, because this is the thing. It's very helpful that something like this exists.
Absolutely. And, in fact, it's 30 years.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, it doesn't look a day over 21.
It's celebrating 30 years of Creative Community Scheme this year.
Oh, that's great. Does that mean there's going to be like 30 grand more funding in the pool?
Yeah, in each district. No, unfortunately not. That would be lovely, though.
Oh, gosh.
They could give us a birthday present.
Yeah. I mean, this is the best you're going to get. I would have done more vocal warm-ups and sung a very, like, moving happy birthday to the fund. But I guess just to kind of circle back, the fund is open presently.
Yes. Yep.
Do you know off the top of your head when it closes?
I do.
Okay, great. Thank goodness.
It closes on Friday the 29th of August.
Okay, so you've got time, listeners.
Yeah. So it's a week from Friday, which is still time to get in an application. As Hannah's mentioned, it's pretty easy to fill in the form. So, definitely give it a go if you're interested. It closes at 5 p.m. on that Friday.
Mm. So you can start writing it at 4. Now.
No. Well, you can, and some people do, but quite often those are the ones that end up in the unsubmitted column.
Yeah, 100%.
Why put that pressure on yourself?
No, this is the thing.
Start today.
As Adrian said, you've still got time. You've got time, and it's a great thing that exists. If you've got something brewing and you just need to take that next step, just give it a go. And even if you're not successful, what's great is the committee sometimes offer feedback. And so they'll tell you, okay, this wasn't successful this time because of this.
Yeah.
We encourage you to reapply in the next round.
Yeah. And, just a note on that too. I mean, sometimes it's not a huge fund. And there is actually a lot going on in Hamilton.
Yep.
And this is for activity that might take place anywhere over the next 12 months. Mm. So probably a lot of summer things might come in this round.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's just that we run out of money. It's not that your project's no good or your application, it's just there's no more money. So, don't be discouraged.
No, and this is the thing, the two rounds is actually helpful as well, because it takes some of the pressure off. I mean, that and the you have to use it within 12 months, so it's not like you get this money and you have to go. It's like you can make it work to your, say it's a production timeline and stuff. It's a very versatile fund.
Yeah.
Can't talk highly of it, any more highly of it, to be honest. So instead, I might break for a song, because Adrian's really cool. You gave me a bunch of songs. And the one I'm going to play first is a Golden Horse track. Great shout. It's called Maybe Tomorrow. Do I ask why you picked it, or is it just because you like the song?
I used to really like the song, and it ticks the box because it's a New Zealand band as well.
Yeah.
And it's very upbeat and
cool.
It's pretty old now, but,
I thought you were going to
bring these things back again.
Yeah, I was hoping you'd be like, whenever I hear the song, it makes me think about the fund and like I shed a tear because I love CCS. But no, it's a banger, and it is a New Zealand, like from a New Zealand band. And we love to see it. We love to hear it on That's the Ticket. So enjoy this banger, team.
Thank you.
Yeehaw, that was Maybe Tomorrow by Golden Horse. Absolute banger of a track. Bought onto That's the Ticket today by friend of the show, Adrian, legend in the creative community, and has been kind of telling me all about the creative community scheme, which is open for applications right now, creatives. Just imagine that I'm pointedly staring at you as I say this. Oh, gosh. But, I mean, I guess we've kind of covered the fund, what it is, how it works, how people can apply. And I don't know if this is a cheeky question, but I'm still going to ask it because this is kind of why the show exists, so I can be a bit silly. But
I thought it was for information sharing, Hannah.
That also. That's the second. No, but, I mean, you probably get asked this a lot, and I guess this is kind of a big part of the kaupapa of Creative Waikato and what you guys do, which is giving advice and aid and help to creatives. And so I want to ask you if you have any advice for applicants. I don't even know where to start.
Well, if you haven't applied before, I would definitely get in touch with either myself or someone in the Creative Waikato team. And you can just do that by emailing in to our hello@creativewaikato email address to get started.
Yep.
Reading the application guide is a good one as well. That'll give you some really good information. We've updated our listing on the website with the last two rounds of recipients.
So you can see
Who got funding.
Cool.
So that might give you an idea of what kind of things get funding. That's helpful too. And then filling in the form, maybe get somebody else to read what you've written.
That's a good shout.
See if they understand what you're talking about. Because you don't want to have screeds and screeds of writing.
Yep.
But you need to make sure that what you want to do is clear.
Yep.
Because often you've been thinking about it and planning it for so long that you think, oh, gosh, I know what I'm talking about. But somebody new coming to it might not quite understand and might have a few questions. So that can be helpful. And also thinking about the timing of the project as well. So there are requirements around when the project needs to take place in regards to the funding round. So it's important to check that information out. Again, that's on the website. Building yourself a timeline for how the project might take place. And when we say the project dates, it's when the actual event takes place, because obviously there's going to be a lot of pre-planning with these creative activities. So it's, when it actually takes place. So the actual opening date of the exhibition or the show or the actual date of the workshop.
Yeah. That's good advice. I don't know why I say that like I didn't expect you to have good advice. But no, it just rattled off some seriously good tips there. And I think it's probably worth mentioning, if you are successful in receiving funding, the mahi doesn't end there. And I say that in a positive way. but there are a few things you have to do if you are a successful applicant, right? Let's see, I'm testing myself again. There is a creative community scheme logo that you are encouraged to include on all your kind of publicity collateral or marketing kind of things, like posters, programs, flyers, stuff like that.
Yep.
And again, circling back to the fun of finance and the importance of budgets, is you are encouraged to do a post, like event report, right? And it will ask you to like reflect on your spends.
You definitely have to do a project completion report for any grant that you get, and if you don't do that, then you won't get another grant until you get that submitted. And yes, part of that is now feeds in with what you asked, what budget you put in the application form, and then with the reporting, what the actuals were against that and what the difference might be that, you didn't actually get enough money to buy your fancy costume, so you had to make them, get them all from the op shop or something.
Yeah, and it is important because it shows you and it shows, you know, the committee and the funders that it's like, okay, this is the bare minimum that I was able to achieve with this. And yeah. I feel like it really helps kind of inform the funding space and kind of create a realistic picture of this is what it looks like to put on a play, or this is what it looks like to do an exhibition or whatever it may be. And I guess another question that's kind of popped into my head is if you are a successful applicant and then for some reason your project has to get postponed, so say it's something, I don't know, COVID, it was probably a bit of a ride, you know, or, yeah, illness or something that prevents, what happens then? Do you get to keep the money and use it for another day? Do you have to give it back? Like, what does that kind of side of it look like?
Yes, so sometimes that happens, particularly with community films or, yeah, as you say, sickness or something like that. So the first thing to do is to get in touch with us and explain what has happened. And we would actually prefer to give you an extension on the project. And I can easily, we can give one out for 3 months. That's pretty easy. If that's still not working, then we'll look at 6 months. And that's about as far out as we can go. If it's still not going to happen after, so that's 18 months.
Yeah.
That's okay. Or even earlier, if the project doesn't happen, then we just get you to return the fund. And it goes back into the funding pool and gets reallocated to another project. So
yeah. And
it's all good.
Yeah. As someone who's done that too, it is as easy as Adrian says. But I see you've got a cheeky pamphlet there, mate. And I want to ask you about it.
Okay.
I'm trying to read upside down now. Is that like cheeky funding eligibility criteria there?
No, it's just very basic information about the fund. It's a generic pamphlet that Creative New Zealand put out because obviously it goes to every district council. But I just pulled it out because I realised I kept mentioning the same things, but there's other things that you can use the funding for.
Let's go.
Like community choirs or hip-hop groups, poetry, printmaking, writing, dancing, craft groups.
Music.
Festivals.
Yep.
We've got community film, public artwork. And then we've got new tukutuku or whaikaro or ko whaiwhai for a local marae.
Cool.
And then those kind of areas are across either participation for everybody in general, or it might be a particular cultural tradition and those things are happening within that, or even a group that recognises themselves as diverse.
Cool.
And then the young people is a tiny bit different. That's to enable young people, which is under 18 years for us.
Yeah.
That does vary, to engage with and participate. So it might be that they're leading the project, or they might be being mentored but are actively involved in the project in some way.
Cool. Okay. Great. I'm glad I asked because it's very helpful. It's so broad though, if you know.
Yeah.
I just can't not emphasise how like pretty much any kind of creative thing can fit within this, if you think creatively, winky face. No.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, it is about community participation and your local communities, and that's why it's been so successful for 30 years because local communities want to participate in things and this is just a helping hand. It is a really grassroots fund, I guess.
100%.
To get people just having a go. And that actually is quite appealing to the assessment committee as well, to see new applicants and new things being offered.
Yeah, it's definitely got big springboard energy. Like, you start here and just see how far you can go.
Absolutely.
But I'm going to go my own way now and break for another song. I've got to get Rick's pick in. You may remember this, although it's probably literally been years since you've been on That's the Ticket. I don't know. Time goes
probably,
fast.
Probably, I know.
It's been a long time. I'm still here. You're still here. We're still talking about the same stuff. But Rick's pick, for those of you listening who are like, what is Hannah harping on about? Basically, I have an Uncle Rick. He's a great uncle, great listener of radio, great listener of music. That's the Ticket's biggest fan. And when I started the show, what episode number are you? Let me have a look. 233 episodes ago. He was like, Hannah, here's a list of songs that I like, and each week you can pick a song off the list and we'll play Rick's pick. And it's great because, you know, it means I don't have to pick my own songs, and it's been quite educational. And, I mean, the community's really kind of got behind it because everyone seems to think Uncle Rick has really good music taste. I would agree. I would agree. And now I've added this thing where I try and pick, like, a song from the list that's on theme with, like, who I'm talking to or what we're talking about. No one asked, but I'm here doing it. And so I've gone for a JJ Cale song called I'll Be There, brackets, If You Ever Want Me, because it's like CCS will be there for you.
I get
a bit, like, English, you say, with my reasoning behind it, but, like, we find a way. But Uncle Rick, I know you're listening right now, so I hope you enjoy your pick this week, and we'll be right on back. Pick this week, Uncle Rick. It was my pleasure to pick this Rick's pick from the list. Should I say pick one more time? Pick. welcome back to That's the Ticket with me, Hannah Mooney, and today's special guest, best mate Adrienne. We've been having a jolly good chat about funding. I feel like we've covered a lot of ground in a short amount of time. If you're just joining us, the Creative Communities Scheme is now open and you should make an application. Maybe if you're driving, pull over. then get online. Maybe find a park because it might take a hot minute to make your application. But, yeah, it's open. You've got until the 29th of August. That was right.
I think that's the Friday.
Yeah. I'm like, where my tarting is turned on? Kind of. But I do want to take a moment to take a step away from CCS and, you know, talk a little bit more about the wider community, just because it's kind of just occurring to me that I've finally got the set, and you can look slightly puzzled at me now, because earlier this year I had Nick on That's the Ticket.
Nice.
And now I've got you, so I've got the set. And I'm not going to explain that reference. If you know, you know. But no, I had him on before that Agatha Christie play he was in, right? Oh, The Mysterious Disappearance, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you go see it?
I saw it twice.
Was Nick any good?
He was excellent. Okay. They were all excellent, actually.
Yeah.
It was very good.
That's good. Yeah. I mean, it was fun to have him on That's the Ticket. It was one of those moments where I was like, have I not already had you before? Because, yeah, but I will say, now I'll circle back to CCS, is I have had a lot of CCS-funded projects on That's the Ticket, and so I feel like this is quite full circle. Because, like, I've talked to people when they're at the point where they've got their funding and they're doing the thing, and yeah. Now I'm talking to you, you know, at the outset of doing the thing.
Yeah. And I think that's part of the journey too, particularly of CCS projects, because you get that if it's something new and it's even new for you, learning how to promote it is important, and having this great resource, That's the Ticket and Free FM, to be able to have a go at that is really excellent.
Oh, well, cheers.
Yeah. Next step, Radio New Zealand.
Let's go. Will you come out of radio retirement for that?
Sure.
Yeah. You said on That's the Ticket, so it has to happen. That's how it works.
Yeah.
We make a lot of promises on this show, mate. But now I'm going to get into the thing that I love to do, which is talking about upcoming events. Feel free to interject or just have a chill and listen and watch me talk. But here
I could just like throw in CCS funded. CCS funded.
Yeah. Okay. I wonder if any of these are. But here are some of the cool creative happenings coming up in Kirikiriroa, Hamilton in the not-so-distant future. Friends of the show, Hamilton Musical Theatre's In the Heights, the musical, is on at Rivoli Theatre until the 23rd of August. More info and tickets are available at iTicket.
Not CCS funded, but have seen it and it's awesome.
Yeah?
Go. You must go, listeners.
I've got my tickets. I'm going on Friday. It is selling really fast.
Yes.
So if you want to go, pull over,
get a ticket. Yeah.
It's going gangbusters. But yeah, you heard Adrian's review and so you should go. There's quite a definite you need to go. Down at the Meteor, Wairere Te Tato Punamu, The Peace Child, is on from the 28th to the 30th of August with 7 p.m. shows. More info on tickets at themeteor.co.nz. Over at Te Whare Tanga, Tonga, the Waikato Museum and Gallery, they have the 80s Silent Disco. That's in on the 22nd of August. More info on tickets at Ventfinder. And then Our Town by Thornton Wilder is running at the Gaslight Theatre from 23rd of August to 6th of September. More info on tickets at gaslight.nz. Boom. I do just want to end that. Thank you, classically trained. I do want to end that by saying, I am not the definitive guide of all the cool creative stuff happening in Hamilton, because if I tried to be that, I wouldn't need Adrian. I could just read a list. But as I always say, support your venues, support your artists. If there's something you like, look for it, you know.
I could throw in there too that you could also check out Things to Do.
Yes, that's actually a great shout.
Which is a portal of the Creative Waikato website.
Mm.
And you can put free listings on there as well if you want to. But if you're looking for something in the wider region, that's a good place to go.
Yeah, no, it's great. It's mighty there as well.
We've actually got a new, it's kind of new, area on there now called Artist Opportunities. So
right.
If something comes up for artists to be able to submit to.
Oh, cool.
We try to put those on there.
That's awesome. That's a great initiative. And then, I mean, shout out for Hamilton Actors Group. And, yeah, just follow your venues, theatre companies, galleries. Follow them on social media. Follow Creative Waikato on social media. Visit their website, as I have been yelling at you for, you know, about 40 minutes, because that's where you can find CCS and you should apply.
You can also go through the Hamilton City Council website as well on their funding page. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
So, honestly, there is no way that you can't apply for CCS, so I think this is the sign that you should do it, guys. Seriously.
You do have to. So the process is through the Smarty Grants portal, which is operated by, well, it's run through Hamilton City Council, so you have to register as a user. But then once you've done that for once, you can just keep logging in.
You're there for life.
Yeah, that's right.
But, yeah, it's once you're in, it's, I want to say it's easy to understand. I mean, I'm quite biased. It's a simple process. As I keep harping on, like, CCS applications, 4 questions in the budget, you can do this. Adrian's laughing because I'm, like, pointing at.
Like, no, you're right. You can do this.
Yeah. And I guess unsolicited advice from Hannah, if you don't back yourself, how can you expect anyone else to back you? So, you know, believe in yourself and CCS will too. That's the new slogan.
I think I'll try that out with the assessment committee, see what they think.
Okay. Don't tell them it was me who said it. Just say that you got it somewhere randomly, that you randomly picked it up. But I'm not sure if you're aware of this new kind of, it's not quite a segment, it's just a new question that I've added to That's the Ticket that I like to ask people. It's a bit silly, but it brings a lot of people a lot of joy, so I really need you to take it seriously. But you've been here on TTT, That's the Ticket, giving me the tea, the inside scoop, the gossip on CCS. And so my last kind of question for you is, how do you take your tea? Because all the teas...
White nose sugar.
Okay.
Gumboot.
Gumboot. Is it bag in or bag out?
I want the bag out.
Okay.
After the milk's added.
Okay. Yeah. If you said milk first, then I don't know if we could still hang out, to be honest.
Somebody asked me that the other day.
What, if you put your milk in first?
Yes.
Is it because you have the vibe? Do you think you just have a vibe that you do milk
first? I think it goes with teapots.
Really?
Yeah, because the tea's brewing away in the teapot.
Yeah, so it's just so you have something to do.
Well, it's a colour thing maybe.
Yeah, but...
I don't know. Anyway, I said no.
Yeah. Mum, she'll know. Because you know my mum's good for a teapot. Actually, Uncle Rick might know because he's good for a cup of tea. But, okay, white, no sugar, and bag out. Good to know.
Yeah.
I will carry this with me.
I thought it was going to be something about acronyms, the TTT and the CCS.
Oh, okay. I mean, do you know what both of those acronyms stand for?
Well, I do now.
Oh, gosh. See, it always gets a bit silly with the tea question. The other day, actually, it was someone from In the Heights. They don't drink tea, but what they do is they put gummy bears, the lollies, in hot water and mix it up and drink that.
Okay, and that sounds disgusting.
Apparently it's really good for, like, it, like, coats your throat, so it's good for the singing. Apparently Alicia Keys does it, but, blow me away.
Yeah.
So you could get more creative with your tea, Adrian.
Sometimes I like a chai tea.
A chai tea?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sometimes I like a peppermint tea.
Yeah, you do have a peppermint tea energy. Do you do a chai latte?
No.
No?
Well, I haven't tried it. I just, like... My flat white.
Oh, yeah. Oh, is there sugar in the flat white?
No.
Oh, we just no sugar.
No. Sweet enough already.
Oh, mate, I've had a dollar for every time someone said that. No, but this is the thing. Everyone's always surprised when I put sugar in my coffee and my tea, and everyone's like, what? And I'm like, just because I am the age that I am doesn't mean I don't, like, I'm not above sugar, guys.
Well, do you have a sweet tooth, would you say?
No, not really. Like, I'm the sort of person who, like, I'll eat, like, cake or something and I will have to drink water as I'm doing it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Mm. But I just need a little pep in my step with my tea. Just one little sug in there.
Well, they do say that's very English, isn't it? A good cup of sweet hot tea.
Yeah, well, My mum's tea is just the amount of time this comes up on the show, but she she doesn't have a sweet, but she puts so much milk in it, and it's revolting. But then Uncle Rick of Rick's Pick, his tea is equally revolting because he just like brews it for days and has like the idea of milk in it, and so you just look at it and you're like, this isn't the vibe. But it brings him joy, which is the most important thing.
Yeah.
But thank you for participating in the segment. No, it takes people
digressing.
It takes people, you know, it brings us closer together and takes us to new places. And, you know, that's what we're all about. But I'm going to play us out with a couple of tracks. I've got another one that you bought in today, which I'm going to ask you why again. It's Cats in the Cradle, Harry Chapin. Why?
I've heard it on the radio a few times recently, and I just find it very poignant.
Okay.
The words.
All right, we've gone from one extreme to the other, mate.
Yeah, I know.
And then the track, we've got one Hannah pick today that's going to follow that, and it's by a Kiwi band.
Good.
It's The Beths, When You Know, You Know. And I guess we can link this back to CCS, and you should know now that you should apply. I don't know.
You know all about it.
You know all about it. But thanks, Adrian, for coming on and having a chat.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Oh, mate, you're welcome back any time.
Well, we might have some more creative waikato things to talk about in a month.
Okay, that sounds ominous. Can you share anything more about that, or is it still secret squirrels?
Yeah, no, we're having a one-day creative arts symposium.
Okay, we love to see that.
Anybody's welcome.
Mint.
It's still a bit in the planning, but it's on the 20th of September.
Okay. You're so close to being the 21st night of September, but that's a reference to a song.
Okay.
September. Do you remember?
Yeah.
But no, okay. Yeah. Creative Arts Symposium. How good.
Mm.
Great. Okay. Well, yeah, we'll talk about that soon then, mate. But thanks again. And to my lovely listeners, you can bet that I'll be back soon with a fresh episode of That's the Ticket. Until then, enjoy some tunes. Mā te wā, team.
A child arrived just the other day. He came to the world in the usual way, but there were planes to catch and bills to pay. He learned to walk while I was away, and he was talking for I knew it. And as he grew, he'd say, I'm gonna be like you, Dad. You know I'm gonna be like you. And the cats in the cradle and the silver spoon, little boy blue and the man on the moon. When you're coming home, Dad, I don't know. My son turned 10 just the other day. He said, thanks for the ball, Dad, come on, let's play. Can you teach me to throw? I said, not today, I got a lot to do. He said, that's okay. And he walked away, but his smile never dimmed. Said, I'm gonna be like him, yeah. You know I'm gonna be like him. And the cat's in the cradle and the silver spoon, the little boy blue and the man on the moon. Coming home, Dad, I don't know when, but we'll get together then. You know we'll have a good time then. Well, he came from college just the other day. So much like a man, I just had to say, son, I'm proud of you. Can you sit for a while? He shook his head and he said with a smile, what I'd really like, Dad, is to borrow the car keys. See you later, can I have them, please? And the cat's in the cradle and the silver spoon, little boy blue and the man on the moon. When you're coming home, son, I don't know when, but we'll get together then, Dad. You know we'll have a good time then. I've long since retired my up just the other day. I said I'd like to see you if you don't mind. He said I'd love to, Dad, if I can find the time. You see, my new job's a hassle and the kids have the flu, but it's sure nice talking to you, Dad. It's been sure nice talking to you. And as I hung up the phone, it occurred to me he'd grown up just like me. My boy was just like me. And the cat's in the cradle and the silver spoon, little boy blue and the man on the moon. When you're coming home, son, I don't know when, but we'll get together then, Dad. We're gonna have a good time there.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.